Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Check us out on social media or email us using onair@zedgamesau.net.
Indeed, right across the Community Radio Network. This is Zed Games. We're going to be chatting video games and a whole lot more for the next little bit. My name is Jack and in studio is Millie. We were ready to go Facebook Live, and Facebook Live didn't work, so now there's all this pent-up energy, and it's just not going anywhere.
Yeah, now I'm sad because I look amazing.
You're still on camera. We have a camera in this. I want to be live.
I am with Millie. I also want to be live.
Yeah.
I was dolled up. I'm very much here for it, and it just didn't come together.
It didn't. Come on, man.
Honestly.
These headphones don't work.
You just got to, like, give it a little... Give it the flick. Just give it a little
flick. There we go.
It's fine. Yeah, no, for a second. Yeah. 4ZZZ's breaking as usual. That's where we are, but you're probably somewhere else. Across the country. Might be in Broome. Found out that we're broadcast in Broome.
Hi, Broome. How you doing?
Yes.
Who lives in Broome?
Whose phone is dinging?
That was mine, actually.
Don't you run the show?
Dad's a mess. That's fine, because Dad's going to come back. Professional.
Are you sure?
Back to me.
Are you sure?
I'm going to be talking about a little mobile game. It is called In the Lighthouse, something along those lines. It's a very cute... It looks kind of like Fez.
Oh, I love Fez.
Fez is so good,
Fez,
dude.
Fez is so cute.
It is Beneath the Lighthouse is the name of the video game.
Sounds spoopy and I dig it.
Is it spoopy?
No, it's not spoopy. It's a gorgeous... gorgeous indie mobile game, and it's a puzzle game as well. Look at it, it's so cute. You can play it while I read the news. Now is the
news.
Across Australian radio and across the world online, from 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane, this is your weekly Zed Games news update. An actor in Fire Emblem Three Houses will be replaced in an update after it was discovered they apparently violated a non-disclosure agreement, or NDA. The actor, Christopher Niosi, wrote a Tumblr post apologising to friends, colleagues and partners for abusive behaviour, but the apology included a reference to him bragging about his role in the recently released Fire Emblem game, violating the NDA. Nintendo of America has since confirmed that Niosi's voice will be replaced in an update planned for Three Houses. Mark Danilov, a 14-year-old Russian player, was removed from his final Fortnite World Cup match from the solo portion of the competition. Epic Games confirmed to Polygon that he was removed as he continued to look at the spectator screens while he was playing the game, commenting, quote, "After multiple warnings to the player, a penalty was assessed and he was removed from the match. He was not disqualified and will not be fined," end quote. According to the official World Cup rules, viewing anything that other than your own setup at the event is not allowed. As Danilov wasn't disqualified, though, he is still allowed to receive his earnings from participating in the match, which means he's walking away with a minimum of $50,000. Nintendo Switch, as of June 30th, 2019, has sold 36.87 million units worldwide, with Super Mario Maker 2 additionally selling 2.42 million units in just 3 days. Revealed during Nintendo's recent financial briefing, the Nintendo Switch sold 2.13 million units this past quarter, which is a 13.2% increase on a year-on-year basis. The system's best-selling games currently include Mario Kart 8 Deluxe with 17.8 million, Super Mario Odyssey with 14.9 million, Smash Bros. Ultimate at 14.7, and The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild coming in fourth at 13.6 million. That's all for now. For more gaming updates, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at ZEDGamesAU. Just gonna say that, Ronnie, were you coughing or laughing at that Fortnite story?
Oh,
your mic's not up. There we go. Your mic's back up. It's fine. Here it is. That's why I had to turn your mic off, so you're not coughing directly into the mic.
I was definitely laughing.
Oh, you were definitely laughing. How great is that, though? This 14-year-old was just, like, looking at the spectator screens. He's still walking away with 50K, though.
I want 50K.
50K?
I could do with 50K, honestly.
Oh, my God.
I'm so mad.
My God.
Go away.
Come on. Can I, like, be in a comp where even though I don't get disqualified, I just get taken out, I still get 50K?
And he's 14.
I'm going to put this 14-year-old in the bin.
I don't think I had a bank account when I was 14.
What's the average, like, income for a Russian?
Probably not much.
It's US like, dollars, too.
Yeah, it's US dollars, so it is mental.
It's a lot of money. Is that?
The average monthly salary is only $700 for Russia.
It's a cost of living disgusting.
I imagine
low.
It would be a lot lower. It is a lot lower.
Yeah.
I think it is a lot lower.
Yeah, it's a lot
lower. We have a ridiculously high cost of living.
We have a very high cost of living in Australia.
Not as high as New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand's higher.
It's only higher if you're in like Auckland, I think. Like Auckland's housing prices are mental.
If you go anywhere in New Zealand, you know, just earthquakes.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, same happened to me in Japan.
This is true.
Like, we love earthquakes.
But also, like, they have laws and, like, building laws and
structured.
They have the money to make it all happen.
To deal with it, yeah.
You know. I just happened to be a little bit drunk one morning and I was like, wow, I'm really out of it. No, that was an earthquake. Cool.
I don't think I got an earthquake while I was in Tokyo.
Please shush. I have 2 months left.
I got like one of the like city-wide notifications, earthquake notifications. Stop pulling it. Just fidget it, mate. Just fidget them. Just reach. You have T-Rex arms over and just nudge it. Millie's trying to fix her headset. Nintendo Switch, though, has sold so many units. Holy God.
Dad, what was the number again?
36.87 million.
Yeah,
I'm one of those.
It has surpassed the Nintendo 64 in terms of
good. My goodness.
Lifetime sales.
They deserve it.
Oh, Jesus. It would be more accessible now, though. Like, everybody has...
Mate, the N64 was like, what, $200?
Yeah, about that.
That's true.
I don't know. I was two, so...
But the other thing is I feel like gaming's just more
widespread. Yeah. It's more of a cultural shift, I think, than a financial shift.
Yeah.
I was surprised to find out, though, that Smash Bros. Ultimate has surpassed Breath of the Wild in sales.
I'm not.
I would have expected Breath of the Wild because it was like at launch. At launch, Breath of the Wild was selling more than the actual Switch.
Yeah, because it's Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but like. It was also like the Switch was pretty new, and then the game was just
and also
like the
it was
greatest thing you could get on the
also,
Switch.
Also, Breath of the Wild was available on the Wii U too, so don't forget that.
No one had a Wii U.
All the Smash players still had their Wii U's,
yeah, exactly.
And they were all waiting for the Switch
with the dinner plate.
Yeah, it was awful. Everyone hated it.
The Fisher Paykel.
It's so bad.
The Fisher Paykel.
It's so bad.
It was the
baby's first controller.
It was the first step towards the Switch. It was kind of what they were trying to do, and then they got it right.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was a necessary evil.
Yeah.
You're listening to Zed Games across Australia on the Community Radio Network. My name is Jack. I'm in studio with Millie and Rani. Also, we are currently joined by Meg. Hello.
Hello. I'm breathless. I ran all the way here.
Running all the way from South Bank. Oh, my God.
It is a privilege to be here in the room with you guys. I've seen so many photos of all your faces, especially yours, Millie. And
with those glasses, actually.
Usually. And this dank studio. It's so great.
It feels dank, doesn't it?
It's pretty dank.
But it's got some good vibes.
It smells like Glen 20 and feet.
An armpit is what I usually go for.
At least it's hygienic. I'm so fine with that. But yeah, thank you so much for having me.
It's all good. In case you're listening on the Community Radio Network or online at zgamesau.net or on iTunes or Spotify, Meg will be chalking. You'll be chalking.
I love chalk.
Talking more about a conference that you're in town for. Very quickly, just like a one sentence sort of sum up. What is the conference that you're in town for?
It's been a 2-day intensive boot camp.
Ooh.
About
Ooh.
Being a girl in STEM and in gaming and being in the minority 5%, 10% in businesses, especially.
Legitimately 5 or 10%?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was a big empowerment. 2-day intensive situation where we talked about what we can do to change the industry, especially in gaming and especially in science backgrounds. Engineering was a huge part of it. On a business level, on a personal level, on a family level, and in schools. So we learned about all these different ways and everyone's different stories and unique experiences in their journey to rise above and not listen to the haters, but utilize your support networks to get you to leverage yourself up and... I guess, and just strategies to cope with it as well. So
good stuff.
It was so crazy.
I'm keen to jump in head first into that on the 4ZZZ show.
Yeah, it was called the Grace Hopper Conference, by the way.
That's what it's called.
Yes,
in Brisbane.
Anita Down Under. Anita, cool. Yeah, good.
but at the moment, I took my phone off you because you were playing Beneath the Lighthouse as you were, like, calling me, being like, let me into the studio. And I'm like, which door is she at?
One of them.
Beneath the Lighthouse.
Yeah.
It is. It has such a basic control scheme, right?
Yeah, it's like a spinny boy game.
So it's a... I'll pass you guys the game so you can sort of back and forth and have a look at it.
Ledge.
You might be on one of the harder levels. It's fine.
So great.
Put myself on
this
the hard
level. This is spectacular. I'm ready.
Just straight into it. It's okay. My phone's not on.
I'm going to watch you while you do
yeah.
this.
Okay. So it's a Whoa, pretty basic, right. It's a puzzle platform, I think is probably a good way to put it.
Oh, an acid trippy puzzle?
No. This is one of the more vivid levels, actually,
oh,
that I've seen.
Oh, okay.
So it has kind a much of. More sort of like even keel, like legitimately like Beneath the Lighthouse sort of look, like sort of greens, browns, blues.
A legitimate Beneath the Lighthouse sort of look.
Legitimate Beneath the Lighthouse. The real.
I'm never going to be able to do this, guys. I'm terrible at this.
So you can't actually move your character. Your character is a ball.
Yeah.
And you roll.
Here's the thingamajig.
Oh, I see. Yeah. We're dying a lot, guys.
This is by Nitrome.
Yes.
Nitrome started off as a Flash game developer.
Yeah,
online,
that's right.
And they used to make games for Miniclip. I've been a fan of them for quite some time. Yeah, for quite some time. And their style is always in that pixel art sort of look. And they've
Which
had
I am a big fan of.
I'm always a fan of pixel art. Mm-hmm. And they've had games similar to this on their web platform. I'm unsure of what it's actually called because they have so many games. But all their games follow a very simple control scheme. So either it's spinning or it's...
you try this.
It's a basic hook.
Yeah, either it's spinning or it's just, you know, arrow key movement. Yeah. Even if it's touchscreen, you know, the wiggly movement.
What was the other game that we played from Nitrome recently? Was there another one?
No, I think it was the one that you were telling me about.
This one was the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you said, oh, it's by Nitrome. And I was like,
Nitrome, yeah.
Because, like, one of my favorite games that they've done is Parasite and Cheese Dreams.
Cool.
Parasite is like a little, waysad controller. But Cheese Dreams, you control the moon, but the moon is constantly bouncing. So it's like a platformer, but it's literally just
so
bouncing.
So I mistyped it. What is it called again?
Which one?
What's the game that you're describing called?
Nitrome Parasite.
Parasite.
Yeah. Like a parasite, like a tapeworm. Yeah. There it is.
Cool, nice.
Yeah. So it's like their website is literally Flash based.
Yeah, no, it was like loading game and I'm like, no, I just want to watch a video, stop.
Yeah. So this one is very polished because they've started to get money through doing
all
their games. iPhone games.
Yeah.
But their games are just so beautiful, and this is no exception.
I feel like the design is fairly restrained to the point where it's pretty basic. So I should point out, there's no gyro controls.
Correct.
You're literally
I'm
like rolling.
I'm actually rotating the phone, hoping it will help me.
It helped me.
I was doing that too.
Thank you so much.
I thought it was gyro controls, but it's not.
I grew up in the 90s where we had these toys with the beads in them, and
you're like,
what I'm
exactly.
Stop it. Tilt
it.
Thank you.
That's exactly what it's like.
But it's also my phone, unlike a million other people's phone, my screen is shattered to the shitter. Like, to me, I can't imagine I'm having going to have a successful game experience.
Hey, look, you
because
got...
Did you just go...
Oh, you guys.
She just got further than
I was
she
chatting.
Has gotten. Maybe the goal is to not pay attention.
So it's not usually like a game that like puts you on edge. You have to navigate all these different sort of like elements. Like you have swinging axes in this one. You'll have like spiked areas. You need to just sort of roll, through the maze. But you're not controlling the character. You're controlling the level.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, it's kind of like Loco Roco.
Right.
I forgot about that game. It was an old PSP game.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah. And you're just like tilting the world a little bit. But with this, you have like, it's just a pretty small chunk of a level that you have to deal with at a time. So you're only screeching a little bit between deaths.
Just a little bit?
Just a lot.
Can I ask,
a lot, but a little.
I'm about to like throw your phone.
Give me the phone. Like,
why doesn't it have gyroscopic?
It should.
It should
be an option
cool.
to turn it on.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, God, it is
it definitely
so incredibly
is
difficult.
Like,
I know.
You know, like, when you would get those free, like, maze pens?
Mm.
Yeah. It's like one of those, basically. But
yeah. I forgot about those, actually. Thank you.
I think I still have one at home somewhere.
It just came up. And you're
I don't
like,
want to remind myself.
Like from, like, a uni open day or
something. Some random stuff,
yeah.
There's always, like those free plastic mazey things.
Yeah.
But this reminds me also, it's sort of like a Nintendo concept that they use quite often in their puzzles. But they usually use gyro, obviously.
Mm.
Gyro, Yairo, whatever.
Well, no, just, you do you.
Euro, like, Euros.
Gyro.
Yep. I'm hungry.
You just gyrate the phone.
Just gyrate the phone, yeah. Yep. But I even in Breath of the Wild, like, they had the gyroscope control.
Yeah, true. You can, like, aim at stuff.
And I hated it.
I love that stuff. Like, with Wind Waker, I was like, I'm going to throw my, like, the the thing that you have to hold to swing across ditches. I love that.
Hated it.
That was the only thing I liked about only thing I like about the dinner plate was that you could, like, just sort of swipe with the gyro.
Hated it.
Mwah.
It's not my favorite
thing. Get out of here.
Not my favorite thing.
I enjoy it.
Because I could never, like... Yeah, I don't know. Something doesn't compute between
like when
moving
I had to
this thing and it happening on the screen.
I had to enter like one of those shrine tests, and they were like, "Here's your test. Roll this ball through this little maze in Breath of the Wild." And I was like, "I'm just gonna peg it." So I just like
You just want to like brute force the levels and be like, "Ha, you can't get me!" And then like three puzzles later, you're like, "Oh."
And I did. I brute forced it.
Here's a slightly easier level.
Thank you.
Please enjoy.
And I think I get frustrated at some point, so I just end up like spinning the level like just around it does something. So me and gyroscope levels are not friends, but I understand where this would actually benefit.
Why are there razor teeth everywhere?
You'd actually feel like you're controlling the character instead of like, you know, just
Yes.
I will say, there is a pretty good like learning curve to the puzzles, because obviously I threw you in it. Like, it was level 12, I think that was. 13. So it ramps up pretty quickly, but it kind of introduces you to all of the elements. Kind of like Nintendo, you said earlier. Like, it focuses on a single mechanic and just rides that.
Can I ask you what, like, the monetization strategy is here? Is it free to download and then you have to pay to skip levels?
There are ads. I paid to get rid of the ads because I'm not a cheap ass. It's $2.
Nice.
That's better
it's
than the... Okay, look.
$2
I can stomach.
Maybe it was $3.
$4.
$4?
No.
Yeah. Why is four?
Do you know what?
Understand? People pay $100 for games. What are you... You paid $50 for Sims.
No, Jack, listen.
I'm not judging you for that.
I did that for you.
Listen to me.
And then...
It's $4.
I couldn't buy a bubble tea today. Like,
yes,
come on, dude.
Exactly.
I've got like 70 cents in my bank account.
See, this is the difference. See, a mobile app, it promises you a game when you download it for free, right? And then all of a sudden it goes, hey, we need to pay for this game, so here's 1 minute of loud blaring ads, but you can pay $4 if you want the full game if you want. I was like, just charge me $4 up front. Just charge me $4 up front. Ooh, I will pay $4 up front.
The difference is no one else will. You're in the minority. That's it.
Yes,
that's
they
all.
Will.
No, they won't. They don't. Like, that's the People reason why it's free to play. And they just ride on the ads. Ronnie. like, they prefer to deal with that. Not a payout. Genuine. Because it's a genuine argument.
It's all right. He's paying
a writer.
Be a writer just and just live
writer.
In poverty.
Just cry. Please. Just cry.
Guys, I'm finishing levels. This is so proud of me. I'm sitting here in silence, but I'm concentrating like a beast.
Through it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so into this. Thank you for the experience.
Beautiful.
See, I don't mind ads. Ads are good when they're like little banner ads. Mm-hmm. But when
But
when you're playing, it just goes like
30 seconds. Yeah, the whole screen.
Although I'm also into really optional, like opt-in ads, where like you get rewards for watching.
Starfish.
Yeah. Flashback to last week's
Tell
episode.
Go and listen to it on ZGamesAU.net.
They give you 25 shells if you watch. An ad.
Yeah, right. I'm absolutely down
I'm like,
for that.
Thank you. I'll sit here and watch an ad.
But forced ads?
No.
I agree.
Forced pop-ups.
I've had many games be like, watch this ad for a reward. And you go, no. And then they make you watch a minute's worth of ads anyway.
Yeah,
and
that's like, my thing. Yeah.
Give me the reward then.
So, coming back to I don't want to pay because I don't want to pay for a mobile game and I'll just watch ads the podcast. Mm. That's all the show is at this point.
It's a serious discussion because
it comes up every week.
No, but
it's real.
It is a real it's genuine. I get
it's
it.
A it's a topic total. That affects us. Yeah. Everyone plays mobile gaming, whether it be on the train, while taking a dog for a walk. Like, ads are everywhere. Plus, it's even shittier when the ads serve no value. If they were informative and cool shit we actually wanted to know about,
Put
it on, mate. Like, Instagram has ads every freaking flip I make on my stories and stuff, like, whatever. But they're tailored because they stalk me. Whereas these ads are just blindly vomiting.
Dragons Unite, or Dragons, what was it called?
Merge Dragons.
Yeah. The same.
Like, the worst of my conversations on Facebook, mate. Like,
but
if
see,
you're gonna...
the Instagram ads are so, like, well disguised. So, like, I'll actually end up liking
Isn't it incredible
ads
psychology?
When I'm scrolling
I end up
through
liking
my feed
ads
and I'm just like,
yeah.
What?
But the thing is, though, like,
there's an ad?
Like, because they're stalking me, they're advertising me something that I want. So I'm like, okay, I'll just save that for later.
But supposedly the same thought is going into, like, ads that we have in our mobile games, because they're like, oh, you obviously like to play mobile games, so why don't you want to play this mobile game?
Because it's awful.
Because I looked at it, and there's a reason I didn't download it.
Yeah, like, there was this one that was advertised to me, like, Freediver or something.
Ooh.
And I was like, this looks fun, because, like, it's, like, just, you know, press, and you try and get, like, go through hoops diving.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I opened it, and it was like, ad. I was like, okay, delete. I was like, now I see why you need to advertise in games for 30 seconds, because your whole game is an ad.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
So, it is indeed I Don't Want to Watch Ads, the podcast. It's fine. It's called Zed Games. This is the name of the show.
It's about games.
This is the end of the Community Radio Network version. In the Fortable Zed version. No, it's fine, because we got through the episode. That's all that mattered. And Meg turned up halfway through, so that was also nice.
Absolutely.
Meg, if people want to know more about you, newgameplus.tv.
Oh, yeah.
We do a TV show.
I do.
TV's Meg.
It's been a hot minute since I've been recording, because we're taking a season break.
They all have,
It's a new hiatus we're trying out to see if we can, like, cram filming in big blocks instead of drip feeding every week.
Yeah, true.
But it's on Channel 31. I think my mum watches, and that's about it.
That's about it.
And my mum's super proud of me.
If you thought that SBS didn't get enough viewing, C31 in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's like 10/3 on a weird Thursday.
On a Wednesday. On Monday. It's on Monday now.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Damn it.
Hey, mum. It's on Mondays now. And,
she's just, like, watching, like, fishing shows or whatever. She's like, wow, Meg's really changing it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We talk about all things. Mm. Especially we did like a E3 streaming situation where we talked about everything coming up and what we're looking forward to, and then big
and all the big
recaps.
Events coming up as well. Like, totally. PAX is coming up. Get hype for PAX.
I'm actually low-key, this is going to be my first GCAP. So,
oh, true.
Yeah, I'm working in the industry now, which is mad. It's everything I've ever wanted. It's the biggest, like, dream of my life.
GCAP's an experience. It's a very different beast.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm really open. I'm going to take annual leave for that whole 10-day period where...
And then drink every night.
Yes. Network with Jack. Can you be my wingman, please?
Look, we're practicing...
He'll be in the gutter.
We're practicing
I'll
drinking
be holding
anyway.
His hair back. It's so fun.
Actually, no, you haven't seen me messy in Melbourne. I don't usually get messy in Melbourne. I get messy at home.
Yes.
Anyway, back to games.
All right,
so PAX is happening, GCAP's happening, newgameplus.tv. Yeah. Your Twitter is Megzatron
22
is what it is.
22 for life, forever. 22 always. Oh my god.
Don't ask.
Forever 22.
Wait, are you 22?
No, I'm 21.
Oh god, no, I'm not 21.
I'm 12.
Come on, guys.
Live
I'm
your life while you're still young, babe. Like.
So that is the end of the show. Unfortable Zed, we're going to be talking about your conference, women in STEM, New Game Plus stuff in general. And I think Kate was talking about characters that you associate with.
Yeah.
And Sky. Oh my god, I love Sky so much.
Are you actually talking about it?
I'm making a series about talking about it, because we are so dry on content that I'm turning it into a series. Also, I've only played 2 hours, but it's a mobile game.
Hey,
I can't
look,
sit there
2 hours is pretty
on
good
this
sesh.
Screen.
I love Sky. I've been
That's
playing
fair.
It.
So yeah.
Get a better phone.
I want one with a headphone jack. Shut up. Oh, that can actually play it.
Get an Android then.
That can actually play it. It's Sky's
not
on Android. That is the end of the show for this
Android.
Week. We love and appreciate
Thanks,
you. Check us out on social media @ZEDGamesAU. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.